The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius, John Batchelor. Germanicus is here. Michael Vlahos. We are in Londinium, 91 AD, the springtime. The countryside is glorious. At the same time, we feel very secure, surrounded by retired centurions, shopping with their wives. And we're reflecting on the philosophy of the Roman Empire, projected 2,000 years from now. The Americans have inherited the might of Rome, and they are conducting themselves in the higgledy-piggledy fashion that the Roman Empire did for many centuries. Sometimes you have good leadership, sometimes you miss good leadership. Decision-making, however, is a common purpose for both empires. The Romans made good decisions eventually about the Briton tribes, and eventually were able to subdue the Briton tribes. Hence, we feel very much at peace. Their tribes along the empire's borders, however, and that's for another day. Right now, we're looking at revelations in the 21st century, most recently, of how the American empire regards the war in Ukraine. In fact, regards its contest in general against the near peer or peers with nuclear powers of China and Russia conjoined to conduct their affairs to dominate the world island. Germanicus, the revelations, first we'll say we only know what we're being told. We do not know who did this or why it was done. We're told it's a 21-year-old airman from Cape Cod. That's all we're told so far. But the story is changing daily. It goes from 60 documents to 100 documents to who knows how many documents. Sometimes the documents started to release in January. Sometimes they started to release in December. There's excuse-making going on. So what I'm going to speak to is not fixed. I doubt everything, but we have to start somewhere. So I'm going to begin with your thoughts about these revelations that the Pentagon doubts Kiev. Doubts Kiev's ability to sustain the war against Russia, and doubts very much whether Kiev has the ammunition to sustain the war. And in addition, implicit in all this is that Ukraine is not transparent about its casualties or its ability to fight on. What are your thoughts, Germanicus? Good evening to you.
Good evening, Gaius. I have a more profound lack of trust in my government than ever in my life. And interestingly, it's not their deliberate deceit that I worry about at this point. It's how they handled intelligence from Ukraine, how they sought and analyzed intelligence from Ukraine, and then how they handled all of the classified information that they had printed and disseminated among those who need to know. And when it comes to American relations with Ukraine and the intelligence that we should have picked up, I can't imagine that Americans who have been deeply engaged since at least 2014 in the business of building up and shepherding, training, equipping, guiding, nurturing the Ukrainian military, not to mention mentoring, of course, how we should have missed the absolute depth of corruption in Ukraine, how we could have missed the fact that they could lie to us without batting an eye, and have been on all sorts of levels ever since our relationship began. And somehow now we're surprised that we haven't been getting good information from Ukraine. I don't understand this. Even the New York Times, in an article they later buried a few months ago, acknowledged that at least 40% of the equipment we were sending to Ukraine, meaning billions and billions of equipment, 40% of that was being sold on the black market by Ukrainians. I mean, I've watched videos in which Ukrainian soldiers say that their officers are keeping corpses sort of in storage so they can keep collecting paychecks for those servicemen. This was something that was going on flagrantly in Iraq while we were there. And Iraqi officers were notorious for taking their men's paychecks. And those who had deserted, the government was still issuing chits for them. So the level of corruption is so widespread in Ukraine and has been for time immemorial. I can't imagine that we should be so deceived as to not know how many casualties Ukraine has suffered, not to have asked them. And yet, on the other hand, the U.S. government has just freely and unquestioningly mirrored and propagated Ukrainian propaganda on the war and taken everything emanating out of Kiev and basically telling Americans that this was the story. Things that were debunked almost immediately, like the Snake Island incident, like the ghost of Kiev, this, you know, Marvel Comics fighter pilot, et cetera, who shot down so many Russian planes. All that was debunked in a day or two, and yet the U.S. government continues to put out, without a filter, all Ukrainian propaganda. So to me, this is a real problem. I don't know what's going on. And I do know from my time in CIA when I was a Soviet Navy analyst back in 1977, 78, I do know that politics always shaped intelligence analysis. And so what I could see happening in 1978 would not be published by the CIA because it conflicted with the president, then Jimmy Carter's, idea of how we should portray the Soviet Union. And so I know that there are many good analysts, and I know that either the work they do that is critical and true either doesn't manage to float up to the top in the top-level briefings, or the people who are receiving it at the top willfully deny it and live in a bubble, or that as it works its way up to the final briefing, it gets winnowed down and reshaped so that it fits what the top people want to hear. And if you take all three of those together, it actually is a corruption that is not venal corruption, meaning it's not the corruption of, give me a 20 or 100 and I'll tell you what you want to know. It's a systemic, organic, DNA level, built-in, hardwired corruption that we're seeing today in terms of intelligence, because we've got to this point in the war and we're surprised, meaning we, the government, are surprised that everything's falling apart in Ukraine and that the situation is calamitous in Ukraine. I mean, I've been saying that for months.
Let's go to Ukraine, Germanicus. You've been very clear that we have lost confidence one more time in our lifetimes. We've lost confidence in the watchers. And the watchers are not explaining themselves. We'll wait for days to come, but right now the revelations in these files, which we have no reason to confirm, all is deception, as Germanicus says, that we're given a narrative and it lasts for 48 hours and then we move on to another narrative. But right now the information we do have that given to us by the filters of the newspapers, who are necessarily well informed of what the White House and the Congress think, the information is that we've been misled about the state of arms in Ukraine and the confrontation with China. I mentioned the surveillance balloons is one of those subplots that comes out of these documents. There'll be more. We're going to turn to the battlefield, however, because for some time now, the understanding is the battlefield will decide the outcome of the conflict. Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius, John Batzer. We're by the Thames, Londinium, enjoying our cup of wine on a Saturday evening. We're headed to the theater later, hoping for a comedy. You never know when the Greeks show up. And when we come back, Bakhmut. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.